So we say pelvic floor. What does that really mean? It means that you have a specialty in either some anatomy, some form as a physical therapist to deal with that part. It's a musculoskeletal part of the body. It's in our practice act as physical therapists, but tapping into that piece and tapping into all the other things we know about biomechanics and how the body moves and orthopedics, you know, is a different realm. So that's part of what that means by pelvic floor. What's a pelvic floor?
Yeah. Because, you know, actually when I didn't know what a pelvic floor physical therapist was until I think residency is when I first found out about it. I knew about physical therapists. I knew that, you know, if you broke a bone or if you had surgery or whatever, that you were referred, you know, after surgery or post-op to a physical therapist. But in terms of pelvic floor physical therapists, I'm like, what is this? And so I'm so happy that it's a resource for women and men to go to for their sexual issues.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, they deal with Kegel muscles. Okay. We deal with a heck of a lot more. We deal with abdominal muscles and we deal with butt muscles and leg muscles and hip rotators and inner thigh muscles and, you know, rib cages and diaphragms. So when we talk about the pelvis, it really encompasses a lot more. If you think of, I always like to think of a Coke can, you know, what's on top is your diaphragm. What's on the bottom is your pelvic floor. What's in the front is your abdomen. And what's in your back is all the structures associated with your spine, you know, so both joints, muscles, bones. So it's pretty complex. It's not just like, oh yeah, go do your Kegels and you'll be fine. Absolutely not.
So there is, I guess, specialty training for pelvic floor physical therapists rather than, there's more training for a pelvic floor physical therapist versus just a regular physical therapist.
Correct. Some therapists just think of themselves as generalists. Some therapists, you know, they may have a specialty in hand therapy, in cardiology. In pelvic floor, there are courses that are approved courses within the within our field of physical therapy. And there are continuing education units that you can get in that if you are a physical therapist wanting to specialize. There is also a specialty certification called a WCS, which is a women's health certified specialist. Not all therapists who consider themselves pelvic floor physical therapists have that specialty. That specialty was something that I was involved with in 2009 in setting up creating that first board certification, which is a national board certification, just like you have for your rotations in medicine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so we were fortunate enough to be, there was a group that collaborated to create that first test. And I don't know what the number is right now, but when I started and we were grandfathered in to be able to take the test, and it was a pretty hard test to take, but there were 60 of us nationwide that passed that first exam. So you can see someone who is a WCS, but you can also see someone who is very qualified, who might not have those initials after their name as well. So, yeah.
Okay. And how would someone know to go to a pelvic floor physical therapist?
Sure. So either they Google search what the heck's going on with them and they say, oh, there you go, pelvic pain or pelvic floor. Oh, that's exactly what I have. Or I have a bladder issue, or I'm having pain with sex, or those are some of the common ones, or I'm having constipation. What's going on? And it's really not my GI. And I've gone to all these doctors and it's not that. Or they're fortunate enough to, at the beginning of having their symptoms, or when they finally recognize they have them and they seek help, they seek a consultation with someone that might refer them to a pelvic floor physical therapist in addition to whatever medical management they're doing. Mm-hmm. Or they can oftentimes just find us and contact us. So, you know, in certain states, we have direct access. In certain states, we have partial direct access to patient care. So whether, you know, a patient has been given a diagnosis having to do with pelvic floor dysfunction or not, the patient may be contacting the physical therapist first as opposed to medical management or vice versa.
So how, what percentage would you say are self-referral patients versus patients that have been referred to you by another provider?
That is a really good question.
Because I'm sure it varies, but, you know, like I said, I didn't know about pelvic floor physical therapists. So I feel like there's a lot of people that, you know, go online and they're like, hey, I don't know what's going on. I need to find somebody. And they, you know, your website pops up or another pelvic floor physical therapist pops up. So, yeah, I think that's. Yeah, like
that's a really good question, and it really does vary. You know, I laugh sometimes because it's not always that, you know, September, October, November, December aren't necessarily the busiest months if you're an insurance provider or not, you know, for this type of treatment. But it really just varies. Again, someone who might be in their early 20s might be a much better browser of finding the resources they need online compared to someone who, you know, might not be as technologically savvy, you know, or on the internet, or, you know, someone who is, let's just say, over 75 or 80 years old. I don't even want to put out numbers, but because some of my 85 year olds are much better on the internet than I am. So, but you kind of get my point. I think it really depends on the community, the city we live in. I'm in West Los Angeles, where patients have access to a lot of things and a lot of great resources for alternative medicine. Sometimes we get referrals from other disciplines, not just someone who's an MD, right? Mm-hmm. It might be an acupuncturist. It might be another body worker. But you know, if I'm going to pick a number for yesterday, it might have been, you know, 50-50 in terms of our referral sources from some kind of physician medical practitioner versus patients just finding us on their own. So